Well, good morning, Dave, and good morning, X-Phil. New in at Sundance Books and Music. Today's selection is by Stephanie through the voice of Elisa, two of our very favorite, fun, and loyal bookstore music companions here. We're going to start with the latest book by Elizabeth McCracken. It's called Thunderstruck. It's a Ballantine trade paperback. And this is her first collection in 20 years. In these nine vibrant stories, she explores love, loneliness. But what's even better is that every time a customer buys it, we hear AC/DC's Thunderstruck and might even be compelled to belt it out. Moore's Account by Leila Lalami. It is the imagined memoirs of Estevinicio, who is the first one of the first native Africans to reach the U.S., which he traveled for the next 8 years. Also considered the discoverer of New Mexico, which makes this the perfect read while waiting for your New Mexico green chilies at the farmer's market. The Road Not Taken, Finding America in the Poem Everyone Loves and Almost Everyone Gets Wrong. This is by the fantastic poet David Orr and published by Penguin. It's been about 100 years since this month since Robert Frost published The Road Not Taken, and we've been reading it wrong ever since. So Orr, the poetry columnist for the New York Times, looks at the poem's cultural influence and its complexity. This book is a road we definitely like taking. Spirals in Time, The Secret Life and Curious Afterlife of Seashells by Helen Scales. This is a Bloomsbury title. I always thought seashells were just pretty things, but after reading about their journey through history and how they became the first jewelry, the oldest currencies, and even mind-bending drugs, I feel really bad about the puka shell necklace I bought in 1974. Voices in the Ocean, A Journey into Wild and Haunting World of Dolphins by Susan Casey. Often eschewed as symbols for the flaky, Casey shows our global love for dolphins and the dark side of those who enslave and sell them for profit. She writes, "What if nature spoke to us in music and the dolphins were her chorus? What if we stopped talking and joined their harmony? What if the world was singing to us all the time?" And finally, we're going to wrap it up with Pirate Hunters, Treasure, Obsession, and the Search for a Legendary Pirate Ship by Robert Curson. This is a Random House title. It's about two men who risk everything to find and identify a 17th century pirate ship, but to do it, they have to track down historic documents, face down rivals, and think and act like pirates. Best day to read this book is September 19th. Talk like a pirate day. And that's what we have in new at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.